Brandon O'Neill from a very successful Sydney FC season underway well and truly. Brandon, good morning to you.
Morning, lads. How are we?
I'm very well. So's Glenn. It's his first day back off a break, mate, so he's bouncing around. Like Sydney FC, there's no better way than saying, mate, you're having a great season.
Well, happy first day back, Glenn. I hope it's a good one for you. We're happy. We're a happy bunch at Sydney FC. It's enjoyable to go to training each morning and see everyone smiling and enjoying what they're doing. And the only way we can kind of continue for that to happen is to keep playing well and to keep winning games. And that's the plan there tomorrow night against Wellington.
We made when you first joined us earlier this season, you spoke about the move from Perth to come to Sydney. This is why you came. You wanted to enjoy success and be a part of a successful club under Graham Arnold.
That's exactly right. I'm very fortunate now to be able to be in this position, to be able to work with some top quality players and some very, very good and eligible coaches. And the mixing team perfect this year. And now we're in a position now with 9 games to go to be able to win something. It's massive. It's a big driving point for me and for the team. And it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time out here at Sydney FC.
Yeah, Brandon, we've spoken about this before and that word. Are you still allowed to use it, undefeated? Or as Arnie say, did he give you a clip across the back of the head when you mentioned that?
No, not really. He likes to think of us as the invincible. So if it's a similar word to undefeated, it's the same thing. And it's very pleasing to know that he really does think we can do the invincibles and go through the season. And all the players believe it. We've talked about it throughout the season and going into each game, we have a clear objective just to win and to play well. And then we focus on the next game. So on Thursday against Wellington, it'll be the same case. We'll prepare like we always do. We'll make sure we work hard in our training sessions leading up to tomorrow night's game. And we'll go out and play well and get the 3 points.
That's the one thing, I guess. You've just got to keep a level head. You mentioned 9 rounds to go and things like that, that you need to maintain what you're doing and try and, again, peak for the finals.
That's exactly right. And that's probably the biggest thing I focus on now. We've talked about how well we've done for these 18 games, but we still have another 9, 10, 11 if you want to make the grand final still to play. So there's a lot of football still to be played. There's a lot of hard work still to be done. And as long as we keep improving each week in each game, then no one down at Sydney FC can see a reason for us to be beaten this year. And no one can see a reason why we can't go on and win the grand final. But, yeah, we have to keep working hard and keep improving week in, week out for that to happen.
Brandon, we hear a lot about in football, the glamour players are the boys up front, the strikers and those sort of players. But your men at the back this year have been absolutely phenomenal. They've only conceded 8 goals in 18 matches. Danny Vukovic there in the goals. And those boys at the back, I reckon they're strutting around training with their chests out a very, very long way.
They are indeed. They're all thinking the strikers are like banging a few goals. They're that confident, which is a very good thing. But like you said, they've been absolutely outstanding from Vucker in goals to Rhino, Wilco, Matty German when he was here, and now Geordie, Michael Zulo, David Kearney, and young Aaron Calvert that's come in and probably was man of the match for two games he played. So everyone, not only in the defence, but to the midfield and up front, everyone that comes in knows what they have to do. They know their roles. They know what they have to try to bring to the team, and it's about doing it in on the weekend and in midweek games. So, like you said, the defence needs to be applauded as much as the people that have been banging in the goals, because to concede only 8 in 18 games is a phenomenal record. And hopefully now we continue to do that, score a lot of goals and concede none coming into the last part of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Always plenty happen in clashes of derbies. The Sydney teams, there's always a little bit of niggle out there. And it was the same last weekend with the two Melbourne teams. There was certainly plenty of biffo down there, Brandon.
There was indeed. I don't know if it's anything to compare to the Sydney Derby. I think we've still got a little bit up on the Melbourne Derby, but it made for great viewing anyway, what they were able to do. Like, take away from kind of the distant milagro of the game. The spectacle was very good. The crowd was good. The football that was on show was good. And obviously the arguments and the difference at Anfield made the game spectacle. So, we expect nothing less when we play the City or Melbourne. You know what you're going to get from them, and it always makes for a really good game.
Brandon, good luck tomorrow night up against Wellington Phoenix. Hope it's another successful match for you, mate. Good luck with the week ahead.
Thank you very much, lads. It's always a pleasure.
Good on you, Brandon. Brandon O'Neill, they're arriving at the ground for training for Sydney FC, and obviously they dominate the market here, Glenn, with Tab.
Yeah, they're $1.40 chance, Andrew, in that match tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. The draw's at $4.50, Wellington at $7.50, and just looking at the overall A-League winner, Sydney FC, well, you'd think the fact that they've gone 18 matches and haven't lost one, 13 wins and 5 draws, they'd be a very, very short price favourite to win the competition, but they're still only a $2.50 chance. Melbourne victories at $3.75, a bit of a jump to Melbourne City at $8, Brisbane at $9, then you've got Perth and the Wanderers both at $13. So, a lot of people will be saying, the longer you go without a loss, the closer you are to your next one. But at this stage, they've done everything they've had to do. But I think nothing is made more alarming than the fact they've conceded 8 goals all year. They've scored 38. They're still not the leading goal scorer of the competition. That's 39. But to only concede 8 goals in 18 matches, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff.